podcast trailers. This is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 14. Imagine if a new Marvel movie came out, but they didn't release a trailer. They just put the 3-hour movie in theaters and hoped people would walk in blindly. That would be crazy, right? But that is exactly what you are doing with your podcast. Most podcasters don't have a trailer episode. They just have episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. Here is why that is a massive mistake. When a potential new listener lands on your show page, maybe they saw a tweet or a friend recommended it, they are looking for a reason to say yes. But they are also lazy. They don't want to commit to a 45-minute episode just to see if they like your vibe. They want a sample. If you have a trailer pinned to the top of your feed, it gives them a low-risk way to test your show. A great trailer needs to be short. Under 60 seconds is ideal, maximum 2 minutes. And it needs to answer 3 questions. Who are you? Who is this for? What will I get out of it? Don't just say, "Hey, this is a show where we talk about stuff." Say, "This is the show for marketing managers who want to double their leads without spending more on ads." Be specific. Also, the trailer is the only piece of audio that non-listeners will hear. When you share your show on Instagram stories or TikTok, you shouldn't share a random clip from episode 14. You should share the trailer. It is your elevator pitch. If you don't have a trailer in your feed right now, that is your homework. Script it today. Record it. Upload it as episode 0. Make it easy for strangers to fall in love with your show. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about the ideal episode length and why 20 minutes might be better than 60. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.